Okay, good morning, everybody. Today, we are continuing in the discussion of benching, and we'll be discussing in particular, A, whether it's the nature of the de'araisa, and then we'll be discussing how the brachos were made. Tanu Rabbanan, our holy rabbis taught us, minayin lebirchas ha'terah min ha'terah. How do we know, I'd say birchas ha'terah, I lie, minayin lebirchas ha'mazon min ha'terah. How do we know that birchas ha'mazon is de'araisa? Shene'emar, the pasuk says, v'achalta v'savata uveirachta, that you ate, you became satiated, and you blessed. Es Hashem aleikecha. Right? So now, there are two girsas. First, we're going to read the girsa in front of you. Then we're going to read the girsa as amended by the Gra. So, v'achalta v'savata uveirachta, that's the beginning of the pasuk. Zu birkas. I want to make sure I get your girsa. Zu birkas hazon. That's referencing the Birkas Hazon. As Hashem Elokecha, that refers to Birkas Hazimun. That is the Birkas Hazimun, the fact that we join together. That's the girsa you have in front of you. But the Gra says that doesn't make sense. It should be flipped. Because what should go first? Birkas Hazimun, followed by Birkas Hamazon. So if you look in the Gra, he amends it. Look in the Gra, in the inner column, he says, that's referencing the Birkas Hazon, Memches Amud Beis. Okay? Then the regular gears of the Gemara continues along with the Gra. It says, Es Hashem Alekecha, as the Pasuk continues, Zu Birkas, I did that already. Okay, I'm sorry. Ala Aretz, that references Zu Birkas Aretz. That references the Bracha on the Aretz, which we call No Delucha. Hatova, the next line in the pasuk in quotes, makes it easier if you put the pasuk in quotes. Zu, that refers to the bracha of Bonei Yerushalayim. V'chein hu omer, and similarly it says, Hahar hatov hazev ha'levonon, this good mountain and the Lebanon, that refers to Asher nosan l'cha zu hatov ha'metiv. I'm sorry, but I should have said Atar Hahar hatov hazev, also referring to Yerushalayim. Okay, so Asher Nasan L'cha is Hatov Ha'metiv. So this is the entire benching, as we break it off into many pieces. Each one is a D'araisa, says the Gemara. Okay, so now I know I got to make a bracha after I eat. Ein li ela l'acharav. I only know afterwards, l'fun of minayin. How do I know I have to make a bracha before I eat? It's taka, good question. So says the Gemara, Amart Kal V'chomer. It tells us it's a Kal V'chomer. Kishu sava. When he is satiated, mivarech, and he blesses Hashem on the fact that he has been satiated, kishu rav, when he's hungry, lo kol shekein, how much more so does he have an obligation to make a bracha? That is the opinion of the Tanakhama. Quite frankly, I struggle with that kal v'chomer. I don't understand it. You understand it? Explain.
Because if the fact that after you eat, thank you, Hashem, for giving you, and you're already full and giving.
Yeah.
When you're hungry and you need that food, for sure you should be thankful.
You need it, but you don't have it yet. So why should you thank a Kadosh Baruch Hu before as a Kal V'chomer? I mean, why is that more logical? I would think, do you thank the person before he does the favor or after he does the favor? What's the norms of society?
Which is
more normal? Which is the more logical svarah? Logical. Not, you should, of course you thank them both times, but which is more logical? After. The Gemara, right. So the Gemara here is suggesting it's more logical before. Kal v'chomer, that's what the nature of a Kal v'chomer is. That's the piece I'm struggling with. I'm not struggling with the fact that you shouldn't thank Hashem. Of course you should thank Hashem. I'm struggling with what the Gemara is calling a kol shekein and a Kal v'chomer. I'm sure the Mefarshim talk about it. I saw a couple, I wasn't that excited. But, you know what I'm saying? That's the little piece that I'm struggling with. Okay. No, we're allowed to have kashas. Says the Gemara, Rebbe Omer Eino Tzarech. Rebbe says, I don't need to learn the chiyuv of the bracha before from a Kal V'chomer. And it could be that he's struggling with the Kal V'chomer like I. He says, no, it says, V'achalta V'savatu V'erachta Es Hashem Aleikecha. That whole pasuk is referring to Zu Birkas Hazon. Aval Birkas Hazimun. But the bracha of Zimun, which we marshaled the pasuk before, I don't need a pasuk from. I don't learn from this pasuk. I learn out from Tehillim. Min Godlu LaHashem Iti. God has become Godlu LaHashem. Make Hashem great with me. Unarama Mashmal Yachtav. We'll raise his name up together. That's what Zimun is nafka. I learn out from there. So now I have an additional part of the pasuk free. Ala Aretz Ubirkas Aretz, that refers to Noda, Hatova Zuboni Yushalai, Vechain Omer Hatora Hatova Zev Alavonin. Okay, the Bracha Vatova Meitiv, that's Biyavne Tikna, that I established in Yavne, not from the Pasuk. The Gemara continues, Ainly Ella, you know that I have to make a Bracha on the food. Lachar of Lafon of Minayin, where do I know I have to make a Bracha on the food prior? Talmud Lomar, now I have the other part of the Pasuk, Asher Nasan Lacha, that which I have given to you. That teaches us that the pasuk is that there's an obligation to make a bracha misha nasan lecha once it has been given to you, right? Once he has given you food, even before you have eaten it. So we have the extra part of the pasuk free to teach us a bracha beforehand. Okay, so now we have other sources. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer Ein Tzarech, I don't need to learn the obligation of making a bracha beforehand, right? I can learn that from a different pasuk. Harei Omer, it says in Shmos Chav Gimel Chav Hei, Perek Chav Gimel Pasuk Chav Hei. It says, "Uveirach es lachmecha ve'es meimecha." Hashem has blessed your bread and your water. Al tikrei, don't say that the pasuk uveirach el that Hashem has blessed. Rather, uvarich, and they have blessed. Right, that the pasuk is commanding a person to make a bracha on the bread and the water. Ve'imasei kari lechem, when is it called lechem? Kodem shiochlenu, before you have eaten it. Because afterwards it becomes digested in your stomach, and you're not making a bracha on the bread, but rather making a bracha on what you have eaten. It's only called bread prior to being in the stomach, you know? It's like I'll ask my kid, what happened to the donuts in the fridge? Where are they? They go, it's in my stomach. The answer is no, because they're not donuts anymore. Understand? So if your kid answers, so whatever, if your parents ask, where are the donuts? The answer is they don't exist anymore. Not that they're in my stomach. Okay? Versteitzuch? That's the proper answer. The other proper answer is don't eat the donuts. Okay. Says the Heilige Gemara
Vayitzeh. Donuts for the whole school.
What?
We're on the street.
Oh, yeah? We're donuts for the whole yeshiva.
We're on the street. I'm not sure.
Chazdei Hashem. Hashem is very good. We like donuts. Right? Says the Gemara, the Shriers, you know, they pick up the bagels. You picked up the bagels this morning?
Yeah. Well,
oh, really? Julian. Was that for Purim? Says the Eilu Gemara, Reb Nosson Omer, Reb Nosson Zogt, Eino Sech, I don't need to learn the din of the bracha before I eat in any of the ways mentioned before. I have a different pasuk. Ari Omer, it says with Shmuel Aleph. You want to hear Siyata Dishmaya? Last night, my daughter had a test on Shmuel Aleph, chapters Aleph through Yud. And this was one of the musagim they had to learn. Isn't Hashem amazing? You don't see Hashem's hand? Galabzach, no? Hashem's hand. Anyway, what does it say? Shmuel Aleph, Perek Tes, Pasuk Yigimel. Kivoya Ma'ir, Kain Timtzeun Oso. Shaul was asking for directions for where to find his, do you guys know the story where Shaul comes and he's looking for his animals and he's asking for where the Navi is? So, Kivoya Ma'ir, Kain Timtzeun, when you come to the city, you will find him. Before you go up to the Bama Lechol to eat, no one's going to eat until Shmuel comes. Why? Because he is going to bless the korban. Then the people there are going to eat, those people who call him out. So you see again here this notion of making a bracha on the zevach and then you eat on the korban. So we see from this source the idea of making a bracha before you eat. So the Gemara is interesting. Remember, these were women who were talking to Shaul. Why do they have to talk? Says the Gemara. This, by the way, Gemara will answer many questions you'll have in your life. V'chol kach lama. Why did the girls have to talk and talk and talk? You know, the first three answers on the board. The first answer is Levisha Noshim Dabroni Hosein. Because the Viber liked to schmooze. And since the Viber liked to schmooze, they couldn't answer saying over there, but rather they had to give the whole Zach. The Gemara Kiddushin tells us, Asara Kav in Sicha Yardul Olam. There were 10 measures of discussion that were brought into the world. Tisha Not Lunashim. The women got 9. The Achid L'chol Olam. And the rest, one portion was given to the rest of the Welt. So I once heard from official Shachter, Gevaldik Vart. You know, men talk all the time also. I went to a game yesterday with men talking the whole time. What do you mean women like to talk? The Teretz is, when men talk to prove a point. Men talk to win. When women talk, they stop talk. So that's what it means. L'fisha Anashim Dabroni Yosei. Says the Gemara Shmuel Amar. I mean, they talk for the sake of conversation. Men don't have conversation for the sake of conversation. Ushmuel Amar, the reason why they were so long in their words was Kedelis Dakel B'Yofiyof Shol Shol. Shol was beautiful and very handsome. So when the women had Shol in front of them, they talked and talked because the entire time they were engaged in conversation, Shaul remained in front of them. They were able to stare at him. Dechsiv, because Shtein Pasik, Mishichmo Vilamala, Gavoa Mikol Alam, Gavoa Mikol Ha'am. From his shoulders and above, he was taller than everybody, but he was very handsome, the Gemara tells us. Rabbi Yochanan gives a third answer, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu surrounded these women, and the reason why they spoke long, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made sure of that. Why? Because there are no such thing as having two kingships rule simultaneously, even the size of a hairbreadth. And therefore, the kingship was not ready until they finished talking. So therefore, it had to take its time. Okay, the Gemara now clarifies the Braisa. How do we know that you have to make a bracha on Limudat Torah? Where do I know Birkas HaTorah from? We already learned this. Where? On Daf Yud Aleph. Who recalls the pasuk that teaches us that we have to make a Birkas HaTorah? What's the source? Givaldik. Kishem Hashem Ekra. When I call it the name of God, Havugodil Olokan, I make God's name. Great. Good Chazara from Daf Yud Aleph. You guys always got to remember. We also learned another place where there is a source for Birkas HaTorah. We learned it out from a Kal V'Chomer from Birkas HaMazon. Okay? But that was really maybe for the bracha afterwards. But anyway, you got to keep these things in head when you see this again. Nachamol, they want to know another source. I'm going to be Shmoel. The Kal V'Chomer, learn out from Kal V'Chomer. Al Chai Yishah Mivarech. If we make a bracha on Chai Yishah, that which is good for us for an hour, namely food. Al Chai Olam Haba, Lo Kol Shekein. On the Chayim, that's going to last us forever. How much more so? Reb Chiya Bar Nachmeini, tell me to Shem Yishmael Om Shem Yishmael. I don't need to learn it out from the Kal V'Chomer. Arei Hu Omer. It says in Dvarim Ches, Pasuk Yud, V'achal Tver Sevat Tver Aksa Shem Elokecha Ala Aretz HaTova Asher Nasa Lach, on the land which is very good for you. So we see from here the word Nesina when it comes to Birkas HaMazon. Underline the word Asher Nasa Lach. Then, U'lohalun Omer vis-a-vis V'etna Luchas Luchos Ha'evin V'atorah Mitzvah. It says by Shmos Chav Dalet, it's and right after 24, right in the middle of Mishpatim, it says, I will give to you these luchos, the stone, v'hatorah, and the Torah and the mitzvah. But what's the key word there? V'etna, I will give you. So you have to have no saying twice. So since it says nesina, buy food, and there you have to make a bracha, so too when it comes to Torah, you have to make a bracha. The Gemara now brings an additional drasha that we learn out from this pasuk. Rav Meir Omer, minayin shebishem kishem shem. How do we know shekishem shemivarech ala tova kach mivarech ala ra? How do we know we have to make a bracha on that which is good? We have to make a bracha on that which is bad, right? We make a bracha, for example, of dynamis, right? Just like we make good, we have to make on bad. Talmud Omer, asher nasa l'cha Hashem l'kacha, that which Hashem has given you, you have to make a bracha on. Dayanecha b'chol din shedancha. On any judgment that comes your way, ben midatova, ben midaparnis, whether it's good or bad. Now the truth is, the Gemara Pesachim looks at this a little differently and says it's all good, right? Because kol man david rochman latav of it. So what do you mean? What is bad? How could anything HaKadosh Baruch Hu give you bad? That goes against the principle of Rebbe Akiva. The Teretz is, from our perspective, it's bad, but from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's perspective, it's not bad. Therefore, just like we have to make a bracha on that which is good, we have to make a bracha on that which, in our perspective, is bad. Not what that's just really bad. Okay, because really everything is good. We'll see soon. Rabbi Akiva in about 13 blot will say, "Kol man David Rachman alatav of it." That everything Hashem Baruch Hu does is for the best. The Gemara now brings another clarification. How do we know the din of making a bracha on learning Torah? Rabbi Yudim Mizer Omer Eino Tzarech. I don't need all the learning we've had. I don't need all the sources we've had up until now. Harei Omer. It says in pasuk again. What does it say in pasuk? Ala aretz atova asher nasan lach. And what is tova? Tova zu Torah. Whenever it says the word Tova, they have to make a bracha. It's not really referring to the land, it's referring to Torah. V'cheinu Omer, Kilech Achtov, Nasati Lachem, Torah. See, right? Kilech Achtov, what is that? You know those chazanim, right? Kilech Achtov, what is this good Tov? What is this Lech Achtov, this good purchase? That's referring to Torah. And it says, HaTova, Zu Bin Yerushalayim. Tova could also be referring to the building of Yerushalayim. V'cheinu Omer, Hahar HaTov, Hazeh, Valavona. What is this Haratov? That's referring to the mountain of Jerusalem. So we see once again this idea of Tova being that of Talmud Torah. Tanya, we learned in Halakha Braisa, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Kol Shaloy Amar Eretz Chemda Torah V'chava Birchas Aretz. Whoever doesn't utter the phrase, this desired good wide land in the Birchas Aretz, in the Brach of Nodelucha, right? And also, if you don't mention the words Malchus Beis David Bebonu Yishlayim, if you don't mention the Malchus of Beis David in the building of Jerusalem, Lo Yatzi Yidei Chavaso, you have not fulfilled your obligation in the benching, right? Because you have to praise Eretz Yisrael in this fashion, because it says in Shmos, El Eretz Tov Rachava, and Yirmiyahu it says it as well, and therefore you have to constantly praise Eretz Yisrael. Nochem HaZakin Omer, Sarach Shiyas Bukor Ba Bris. You also have to mention the Bris with the land of Eretz Yisrael and that of Bris Mila, which we say, Al Brishecha Shechasamta Bivsareinu. Rabbi Yosef Eretz Sarach Shiyas Bukor Ba Tori. You also have to mention Torah, which we say, Al Torascha Shulimaratanu. Okay, what's the reason? I was thinking, because when we bless ourselves on food, what's the reason why we have food? We have food not in order to eat the food. We have the food in order for all the real things in life that are important. Torah, Eretz Yisrael, all those other things. For us to sit and fress away for the sake of fressing away, that's not the tachlis in the veld. We have to thank Hashem for the food, but as a means to be able to what? To connect with Him in all these different ways. Plimo Omer Tzarech Shiyaktim Bris L'Torah. You have to put Bris before the Torah. Shezu Nitne B'Shlosh Brisos. Because this, the Torah was given with three different brisim. Now, if you look in Rashi, Rashi's a very funny Rashi, because Rashi shows us four different brisim that the Torah was given on. Right? It's very funny. Look at the beginning. B'shloshim mekamos not Torah l'Yisrael. In three places, the Torah was given to Israel. Number one, Sinai. Number two, Ubo Amoed. Number three, Har Gerizim. Number four, Arvis Moav. Okay, pick three out of those four. It could be Sinai and Olmod were the same. There are many Mefarshim who hack about this. Finally, but this, Bris Mila, not in the B'shalosh Shesrei Brisos, because in the commandment by Avraham Avinu, the word Bris is said 13 times, corresponding to the 13 covenants that were done. Okay? Rabbi Abba Omer Tzorach Shiomer Ba Hodah Tchila V'Sof. You need to mention Hodah, No Delucha Hashem Elokeinu, that's in the beginning, and the V'alkulam Hashem Anachnu Modim Lach at the end. V'apoches, and whoever says less from these two Hodahs, Lo Yivchos Me'achas, shouldn't say less than one. V'chol apoches Me'achas, if you don't say the words Hodah, admit Harei Zeh Meguna, that is a disgrace. V'chol achos, and whoever concludes Manchil Aretz B'birchas Aretz in the Brach of Aretz. And similarly, if you say Moshias Yisrael B'bonu Yishalayim Harei Zeh Bor, that is empty. You are a rake. You shouldn't conclude with that. You should have the text that we have. V'chol she'en omer bris v'sora b'birchas ha'aretz. Whoever doesn't mention the bris in the Torah, in the birchas ha'aretz, that we say v'al brisecha she'chasamte b'sareid v'al tarascha shlumatanu v'malchus beit David b'bonu yishalayim, then lo yotzi yidei chavaso. And finally, the Gemara says m'sayle Rabbi Eloi dam Rabbi Eloi yam Rabbi Yaakov baracha b'shum Rabbeinu kol she'loi yam bris v'sora b'birchas ha'aretz. Whoever doesn't say bris in Torah in the birchas ha'aretz, and the Malchus Beis David Bonu Shalayim Lo Yatsa Yidei Chavah. So he has now fulfilled his Halakha obligation. Gentlemen, have a wonderful, amazing day.